Hey, guess who's gonna end up like punching themselves in the throat if they don't get all it all out right now? I don't know if you can hear my music, or maybe I can just hear it in my headphones. I don't know. I can't concentrate with it playing though. Hold on. God. You ever been so sick of yourself? Like you could literally feel your body filling with bile, like bile in the metaphysical sense, not in like the physical sense. I'd be dead, which would be a blessing. That's really dark. It's really not good. Would not be a blessing to be dead. I'm having a very hard time being positive about myself and the choices that I made this month. I'm trying, y'all. I'm really, 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 really trying to be kind to myself about the whole affair, but I just. Like, why? I just. Could you just think a little more? Is all. Like, I just need. Like, I was just telling my mom before she left. Like, this is what happens when I don't torture myself about every little thing constantly. If I'm not constantly thinking about everything that could go wrong and everything that I'm doing wrong and everything that I do wrong, even if I do it right. Something's gonna go wrong. It's all gonna fall to crap. And all it is a phone bill. It's just a phone bill. And in a way, I corrected my mistake. I moved my due date up further. Jesus. And but that doesn't matter. Like even now, like as like you moved your due date up further. It's okay. You have until Saturday to get it done. But like, I wouldn't have had to do that if I paid the stupid bill in the first place. I wouldn't have had to move the due date and pay 15 extra fucking Black American dollars. If I had just paid the damn thing when I was supposed to, none of the things that I could tell myself that would make me feel better or that would help me to not be such a horrible asshole to myself will help me in this instance. Because I just feel like I deserve it. Like I deserve to punch myself emotionally over and over again. Because who does that? Who forgets something so important in the name of feeling relieved? Like I felt relieved that I didn't have to pay almost $300 damn dollars in an electric bill this month because for once, the system worked and was like, we got this, you're good. And I was like, yay, I can get my family groceries and maybe we can get some takeout twice this month instead of once, maybe. I just fucked it up. Real, real bad. I can't. And it wouldn't do to cuss myself out for being mean to myself either. So like I'm between a hard rock and a hard fist. I would love it if I would just make the time to not be such a jerk? Like, overall, I feel like I'm a jerk. But, like, I'm more jerky to myself than anybody else. I just remembered that I bought cigars this month. So not only wow, what a waste. Wow. I just reached a new level of anger with myself. Wow. Okay. We don't call our names. We do not call ourselves names like that. We don't call ourselves names like that. That is not something that we do to ourselves. We don't say things to our, like that to ourselves, people. Woo. Oh, I bought cigars. It won't do for me to not talk about it. I need to talk about all the things that I did wrong. I have asthma. I'm not supposed to smoke. But I thought, you know, I got the jitters. I can't really think straight. I'm going to get myself a pack of smokes. I haven't smoked in about 4 months. I'll be good this time because I don't have to use my money to pay for this phone bill. But then here you go. I buy 3 packs this month. That's $15. Actually, $16.50. $16.50 spent on tobacco that could have gone to my phone bill. I'm not supposed to smoke anyway, and yet I did, so that I could, what, calm down for 5 minutes? Unacceptable. Unacceptable. I could just get a new therapist and have them prescribe me anxiety medications that actually work for me. And then I don't need to smoke to not have anxiety. I really want to punch myself in the face. I really want to punch myself in the face. Oh my God. Oh my God. And then, like the cherry on top of all of that, is Credit Karma is emailing me about the fact that I have missed 20 payments to Navient loans. And that it's affecting my credit. My credit was getting better because I was doing that $5 a month payment plan to the good sis Navient. And I would just pay them like $100 in advance. And what, that was like a year and a half of, or something, of payments so that they could be off my back. And it was good or whatever. And then they raised my bill for both of them. Like, one of them was like over $200 a month. And then the other one was like close to $300 or $500. And I was like, I can't do that. And they were like, we need papers from you saying that you do this and this and that. And I'm like, I can't get all of those things right now. And I'm really depressed and I don't feel like getting out of bed. But this is where it comes in handy to be an adult about your shit and know that there are just some things that you have to do, and you can't let depression take over your life like that, Alex. You have to get it together,
Alex. You can't be such a pussy, Alex. I can't fucking take myself. Oh my God.